In another moment, Alice was through the glass and had jumped down into the looking-glass room. At once, she began looking around and noticed that several things were very different from the old room. The pictures on the wall all seemed to be alive, and the clock above the fireplace had the face of a little old man who smiled at her. "This room isn't as tidy as the other one," Alice thought to herself, as she noticed several chessmen on the floor by the fireplace. But the next moment, with a little "Oh!" of surprise, she was down on the floor herself, watching them. The chessmen were walking around, arm in arm. "Here are the Red King and the Red Queen," Alice said in a whisper, in order not to frighten them. "And there are two castles walking together, and two of the pawns, and a white bishop reading a newspaper. I don't think they can hear me or see me," she went on. "I wonder..." Then something on the table behind her made a noise. Alice turned to look and saw that one of the white pawns had fallen over and begun to cry. She watched it with interest. "It is the voice of my child," cried the White Queen by the fireplace. "My dear Lily, my sweet child," and she began to climb wildly up the table leg. Poor little Lily was now screaming loudly. Alice wanted to be helpful, so she picked up the Queen and put her on the table next to her noisy little daughter. The Queen sat very still, with her mouth open for almost a minute. Then she called down to the White King, who was still on the floor by the fireplace. "Be careful of the storm."
"What storm?" said the King, looking round worriedly.
"There's a terrible wind. It blew me up here in a second. You come up the usual way and be careful."